Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget you're a man, cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Bomb Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, along with Janice Clark today on the business spotlight here every Tuesday on Word of Mom Radio. And you know what? We are here week after week breaking those myths that mompreneurs just dabble in business, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. And Janice is here to help us be those smart, savvy, successful businesswomen that we are destined to become. And I'm excited because today on our Mompreneur Model Moment, University of Moms founder Melissa Patton will be sharing another one of her business tips with us. So it's a jam-packed day here on Word of Mom Radio. So hi, Janice. How are you?
I'm just doing great. Dorian, how about you today?
You know what? I'm excited. It's a cloudy day here in the mountains. You know, we've been on the road. I was out in Saratoga and Schenectady, New York, with the Ride for Autism over the weekend, which was absolutely phenomenal. And over 240 bikers came to do this 88-mile ride for autism awareness.
Wow.
It was great. It really,
that's phenomenal.
Yeah, it really was great. And, you know, I'm really excited, Janice, because more and more women are seeing Word of Mom Radio as a voice. And I've been asked to broadcast at a conference for battered women. You know, I mean, so we're going back up to Schenectady in September to broadcast for the Walk for Autism. So I am really excited that we are getting the word out here, Janice, and people are really looking at us as a place to empower and support women.
That's wonderful. I love it. Dori and I, you know, I always knew that you would get the show there. I always knew from the very, very early days when we were talking and, you know, it's just a very small blog talk radio show. Now look at you now, Dori.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's
me, it's you, Janice, it's Melissa Patton, it's Sweetie Berry in the background. It is all of these amazing people that are supporting us and tuning into the archives. And I'm finagling around and trying to figure out what is a better time of the day for live listens. But, you know, I think to me, live listens is ego. It's the archive listens that are important. And, you know, but just trying to figure out what we can do to just be the best that we can and really, really empower the amazing women that are out there that are here supporting each other. So I am so excited. And I have my notebook all ready because I know you were talking about layered networking today. And let's face it. We talk about it all the time. There's social media people on every corner. And so, okay, I have a Twitter account and I'm on Facebook and I'm LinkedIn and, you know, I'm Google Plusing and everything else, but huh?
What's it all really getting me? What's it all really mean? Why
exactly.
Am I doing this again? Other than that somebody told me that I was supposed to be doing it. Really, why am I doing this?
And, you know, Janice, that's why I absolutely look forward to your shows because it really does put it in such a great light and a manageable light because you really do look at it and it's like, how many hours do I have in a day to be able to tweet and post and plus and like and friend and this? And you just make it so simple. So take it away, Jan.
Well, you know, there's just so much pressure these days. There's just so much. And this is something that I'd like to talk about again, you know, here, you know, a little bit later in the show, too. But there's just so much pressure to be doing social that you've got to be doing it or your business is going to fail and you've got to be visible and you've got to get out there. And, And, you know, small businesses have always had it rough anyway. I saw a commercial on TV the other night, and I've seen it quite a few times, and it's my favorite. It's the little guy, I think his name is Dave, and he's a small business owner, and he keeps saying, Dave, where are we on this new laptop? Dave, have you got this done yet? Dave, and it goes back, and it keeps showing more and more of him, and he's the only one there. And it says something like, you know, small businesses, you know, you're the only resource there. You're it, you know. I love that commercial because when you're a small business owner, you're it anyway. Your marketing, your sales, you're doing the work, you're doing the accounting, you're writing copy, and now social media has done some wonderful things. It truly has leveled the playing field. You know, a few years ago, a small business couldn't even hope to compete with a larger business. You couldn't, you know, unless you had the funds to get out there and get in front of your target market to do the research and figure out where they were and pay for the advertisements, you just couldn't even compete. Social media leveled the playing field. The problem is it's not free. You know, time is money. And you've got to now make the time on top of all those other things that it takes to run a small business. You've got to make the time to be doing social. So, you know, there are a lot of questions I get on a regular basis about, you know, where should I be, what should I be doing, what's the most important task. And I get this question a lot. Which social network is the one that's the most valuable? Which one should I really be using? That's probably my top question. And I know the thought process that's going through the person's mind when they ask me this. They're saying, okay, I can really only do one, so tell me which one should I be on. You know, my answer is this. If you were going out for the evening or for the morning or for the afternoon or for the weekend or wherever it is you happen to be leaving the house for, if you're going out, which would you wear, a shirt or a pair of pants? Would you wear a shirt or would you wear a pair of pants? You know, making the decision to only choose one, you know, you really need both for best results, not to get arrested, you know, not to, you know, indecent exposure. Yes, you know, you could get away with wearing a tunic or a toga. If you're a lady, you could get away with wearing a dress. I guess you could if you're a guy, too, but it depends on where you live. There's more to an incredible outfit than just one piece. And there's more to a well-refined social strategy than just one site. And people's faces fall. I know I'm on the phone most of the time with them, but I can hear their jaws fall as they thought they were hoping to get one answer and I gave them something they weren't accustomed to. Although I do try to make them laugh a little bit to ease the pain when I tell them that one, you know, you really want more than one. Each site, just like each piece of that clothing that you have on your body today, each site has its place, each site has its purpose, and each site will offer you some benefits that no other site possibly can. So, you know, yes, you can choose just one site. However, for best results, I recommend a layered strategy. That doesn't mean you have to spend 40 hours a week. That doesn't mean you have to spend 5 hours a day or anything else, you know, but you do need to put together a well-laid-out strategy. The sites that you use should really be based on you know, should really be for just your business. In order to get the best outcome, you know, you'll want to consider who your target audience is. What do they do online? Where are they hanging out online? What are their pains? You know, what really keeps your audience up at night? What are they doing when they get behind the computer? Those are some things to consider when you're deciding which of those social networking sites you're going to add to your layers. Some of you have heard me talk about Twitter, and I always describe it as being the largest networking event that you could ever possibly attend. The thing is, though, that if you want to go to a networking event, you know, if you want to go, you know, if you never do anything after that event, you know, if you go to the event and you go to another event and you go to another event and you never do anything afterwards, you never do anything to stand out, you don't follow up, you know, you don't, you know, check in with the people that you met, if you don't stand out, then you probably aren't going to get great results. At least I never did. Maybe I'm not that engaging. I always had to work at it. I had to do something afterwards to really build the relationships that made the business. There are just so many hacks out there these days and so many wannabes and so many people who just want to know what's in it for them, and that's in all industries. There's, you know, with the Internet has made it possible for us to connect with so many more people than ever before. Again, back in the old days when I was first doing this and dinosaurs roamed the earth and we were all out networking and flying across the country and going to these strategic events, back in those days, you went to the event, you met people. If you were able to get to one of the events, it probably meant that you were chosen by your company because you were one of the elite. You were special. You were very good at what you did. You were an asset. You were highly valuable. It meant your company had the funds to send you. They were sending serious people. The Internet has made it possible for us to get in front of a lot more people, but it's made it possible for just anybody to step into the arena and hang up a sign and call themselves a whatever, social media strategist, an Internet marketer, a business coach, a life coach, all of these things. You know, we're seeing so many people these days who say they're one thing, but they aren't quite qualified to do what they've said that they can do. So many of these people out there these days who just want to know, what's in it for them. They want to make money. They want to put, more zeros, into their bank account. That legitimate entrepreneurs are having a very hard time choosing who to do business with. Some of these people sound very knowledgeable. So the entrepreneurs really are trying to learn more about you in order to decide if they want to connect with you further, if they want to network with you, or if they want to buy from you. So, now let me ask you, and again, Dory, I'll ask you since you're on here with me. If you're confronted with making a choice from 500 different service providers and 500 is a small number, are you going to take the time to look each one up individually online, check their references, review their offerings, talk to each one individually? Are you going to do that? Do you have the time to do that?
Really, honestly, I'm going to go with who I know. First.
You're going to go with who you know. That's exactly right. Nobody has time to do those things. Who does have time to do that these days? As a matter of fact, I'm not really sure. You start by eliminating anybody who you obviously don't want to do business with. If you don't know anybody, if there's somebody there you do business with that you know, that's exactly right. That couldn't be a more true statement.
And you know what? My second step, if I didn't know somebody, I would ask. I would be asking somebody else, hey, does anybody know anyone who does this?
That's right.
That's
exactly right.
And I think that is what has changed business. People before didn't care. They needed something, they got it.
Right.
Now people really do want to know who you are, what you do, why you do it, and things
like
that.
Well, and there are so many choices. I went to Walmart a few weeks ago and was standing in the toothpaste aisle thinking, and in fact, the lady even said to me, she said, do you remember when there were three tubes here?
Right.
Yeah, I do. Now it's 7 feet in the air and it's 9 feet wide, and I'm standing here looking at it, something as simple as toothpaste, going, I shouldn't take 5 minutes to choose my toothpaste at Walmart. Actually, I shouldn't take 5 minutes to find the toothpaste I want, but there were so many choices to make. That I stood there for a second and I just kind of stared at them, and I was and I guess I'm thinking in terms of that as I'm thinking of these service providers. There's just so many people who call them a service or product provider, whatever, whichever one I'm thinking of, service providers, but products online. There are just so many choices out there. you start by eliminating the people you don't know, the people you don't want to do business with. You start by eliminating the ones who are loud and obnoxious and pushy and rude, and those who didn't return your phone calls. You get one phone call from me, and if you don't return my call, I just move on to the next one because I have 499 other choices.
Right.
Now, of course, the good news is that on Word of Mom Radio, none of us would ever behave that way online, right?
Of course not.
Nobody. Nobody would ever behave that way. At least you'd think you wouldn't behave that way. You wouldn't behave that way in real life. But online, we blast out message after message promoting ourselves, send out auto DMs and say, hey, follow me on Facebook. Hey, read my ebook. You know, you'd never dream of going into a networking event, walking up to somebody and shoving your business card in their hand and say, hey, hire me. And yet online, on our accounts, it's exactly what we do. Statistics show that 50% of companies are ignoring user comments online, ignoring what people are saying to them.
Really?
Yes, 50%. So I challenge anybody who's listening to the Word of Mom show to think about that. Do you respond to all of your DMs and at mentions? You know, are you sending out those promotional messages, message after message after message? Hire me, come to my event. Hire me, come to my event. 50% off, this, that, you know. Are you doing those types of things? Being loud, being obnoxious, being pushy, being rude, not returning messages. You know, if any of that sounds familiar, then before we move on, I encourage you to think about what you're doing online. Those online behaviors are the exact same behaviors that will get you eliminated in the real world. So how many people have eliminated you?
Think about that. It's really interesting that you say that. You know, for those of you just tuning in, we're here on Word of Mom Radio with Janice Clark. We're talking about layered networking, and really right now we're focusing on how important the interaction is. You know, it's so funny. Last year for my birthday on Facebook, I couldn't believe it. It's so sweet. I got like 49 different messages from friends, and I just put out this big blanket thank you. Oh, thanks everybody for my birthday wishes. Well, this year for my birthday, at midnight, I don't know why I was online because I rarely am, I get a message from my niece, happy birthday, Aunt Dee Dee. So I was like, oh, thanks, sweetheart. You know, I really appreciate your, that's my first message of the day. And then I woke up that morning, and I had like 9 happy birthday messages. So I said thank you to each one of them. Oh, thanks. How nice to wake up to your message. And I just decided, you know what? I'm just going to say thank you. Each time somebody sends me a message, I'm just going to say thanks. Yeah, I had like 198 happy birthdays. And you know what? I thanked every single person individually as each one came in throughout the day or whatever. I cannot tell you how many people commented on the fact that I did that.
Mm-hmm. And that's right, because most people wouldn't have.
My son said to me, why didn't you just put out a big blanket thank you? I said, you know what, Dan, I did that last year, but the reality is if 197 people had called me, I would have thanked them.
Right.
So
you would have said something back to them.
Yeah, and he was like, you know what, Mom, you're absolutely right. He was like, that was really sweet of you. And but it's true, you know, it's so interesting to me because, you know, Twitter, you can just get into the habit of tweeting out a bunch of names and a bunch of names and a bunch of names and a bunch of names, and that's what I find a lot of people do. And so there are these groups of people that I'll tweet out, but then, you know, I'll once a week, twice a week, go in individually and be like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Anything new? What's your wonderful been today? Whatever. You know, we thrive on interaction. We thrive on connecting. We've said it before.
We love hearing our names. We love it when someone talks to us personally.
Yeah. You know,
we love feeling recognized. We love feeling like we matter. Don't you love feeling like you matter?
You know what? Absolutely. And, I mean, you know what, Janice, and you know it. A, the show wouldn't be here if it weren't for Twitter. And B, it probably took me 9 months that I was doing this show before I actually ran a commercial for my own company.
That's exactly right.
Because it never
occurred
to me.
You earned the right to promote. And you know, and I want to stop for just a second. I don't want to scare anybody into thinking, oh, my gosh, I've got to respond to 200 people a day or I've got to, you know, I've got to wait 9 months before I can start promoting myself. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The point here is, the point in this part of what I wanted to talk about is you know, you've got to stand out. There's no point in talking about how these individual sites are going to benefit you if I can't also share how you're going to benefit them, how you're going to benefit those people, those numbers, those followers, those friends, those connections. I've said it 1,000 times, and I'm sure I'll say it 10 million more. Those numbers that are sitting on your profiles online, each one is attached to a human being. Each one is attached to a person with feelings and thoughts and concerns and pains and successes and moments when they're strong and moments when they're weak. Those are real live human beings. A layered strategy isn't going to do you any good unless you understand what you know, what you've got going on out there, unless you understand that you're not up against search engines, and you're not up against, well, you are, but that's another call. you're not up against algorithms and search engines and tools. Those are actually real live people out there. These networking sites are nothing more than tools to help you connect with the right people. But you can use those tools all you want, and if you never make a connection, if you never understand that those numbers are real live human beings, that your potential clients and your potential strategic alliance partners and referral partners are sitting out there in those numbers, if you don't understand that very early on, then you are simply wasting your time online. And you know something, Dori, I'll tell you one more thing that will just curl your hair, and I hope it curls everybody's hair here, who ever listens to this call. I do social media strategies for people. My team, we have virtual assistants. We step in. Not only do we do the strategies, but then we step in to implement the strategies. I would say these days about 90% of the people who come to me who need help have already worked with another social person, and they weren't happy for whatever the reason may be. They weren't getting any results. They weren't getting any sales. They weren't getting any leads. They weren't getting any sign-ups to their email list. They weren't getting any, you know, whatever it was that made them unhappy, that made them leave the last person. They come to us. Of those people who come to us, I would say, well, first of all, we go clean up their accounts. We call it a cleanup. We go in, we check all their at-reply messages, we check all their DMs, their personal messages. We go in, we review back to see who's been talking to them, who's been saying things to them, who's been tagging them, and we really do a real strong assessment. In addition to any, you know, sometimes we may need to add links and you know, to other networking sites and things like that, but we really get a full assessment of what we're dealing with. Most of the time, we find that their messages have been neglected, and very often it is not uncommon at all when, as we're reading their messages, for us to see people asking things like, so, what time do you open? How much is this? Can I buy this from you? You know, obviously people who want to give them money, and nobody ever responded back.
Wow.
And that is extremely common.
What? Okay.
Extremely common.
Okay, so then what's the point of wasting your time being online if you're actually going to have a door open and slam and keep the screen door locked?
Yes, exactly. And you know what? And I wanted to share this today. When I first started looking at this call, I was going to be talking, and I still am. We're still going to go into to some different networking sites and what they're all about. But I initially started looking at the sites and planning what I was going to say about the different sites and how they add value to your plan. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought we really need to cover this little segment first. You need to understand what's going on out there. You know, as you just said, you know, what's the point in putting yourself out there, putting out the welcome mat and then locking the screen door? You need to understand that people are going to be, if you're out there, and you're doing things, whether you're doing it right or wrong, because we've even seen plenty of clients who they were doing it all completely wrong, and still people, you know, were emailing them saying, or sending them messages saying, can I buy from you? What time do you open? You know, your site wouldn't take my credit card. Could somebody please call me, help me? And nobody was responding back to them. You know, these layered strategies, they're very important. But the thing is that so many people get so focused on, I've got to be everywhere, I've got to be everywhere, I've got to be on Twitter, and I've got to be on Facebook, and I've got to be doing bookmarking, and it's got to be Google Plus, and now I've got to be doing Pinterest, and I've got to be, you know, and they name off all these different sites, and they're trying to do everything. So they start setting up these automation tools, and they start blasting messages out, and once you start doing that, you set up the automation, and you don't have to go to the site physically, and then you tend to forget. And you just kind of let the automation take over, and it can be a very, very bad thing. The key to, you know, what we want to talk about here isn't just a strategy. We want to talk about an effective strategy, one that's going to make you money. So while I am a big advocate of a layered strategy, I certainly, you don't want to pile it on too thick. You know, that beautiful little black dress you've got, looks much better when you put on heels with it. Looks even better when you put on nice earrings, you know, a nice watch, maybe a bracelet, a ring. Fix your hair, do your makeup, maybe a scarf. You could do a hat, two hats, a boa. You know, the more, you know, it looks good up to a point. We're going up, 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 and then it starts going, you know, to keep adding, and how it looks starts going down, 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 down the other side. There's got to be some balance there. There really does. And each one of these networking sites has a place in that beautiful outfit.
Right.
So that's kind of an analogy I'd like for you to stick in your head as you're doing these things. A few of these sites, like Facebook and Google Plus, those are your pants. You better wear them when you leave the house. You know, don't go out without them. Maybe another site is more like the scarf, though. You know, maybe another site is equivalent to the earrings. It absolutely adds something, but it's really not mandatory. If you're a very small business owner and you're out here looking to determine what you've got to be doing, you know, there are only 24 hours in a day. Your budget's only so big. You know, there's truly only so much that you can do. So you may not be able to do... It may not be a perfect world. You may not be able to do everything you'd like to be doing in your networking strategy, but at the very least, you need to be pinpointing you need to be finding out where your pants are, and you need to be wearing your pants. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, I mean, and really honestly, Janice, it's amazing to me because, you know, I find these days I'm most active on Facebook. I love Facebook. I love connecting with the people that I connect with, and then there's my Twitter. And I could literally spend all day long on Twitter.
Oh, if I had an extra 40 hours a week, I would be on Twitter.
I'm serious. But it's amazing to me because I have my Dory DiCarlo account. Then I have, you know, my first Word of Mom. I did a Word of Mom _ Dory, and then I did a Word of Mom Radio for all of us here. Now, the Word of Mom Radio is the newest one. I'm following about 400 people. There are about 300 and something people that are following me or us. Every one of those people I know. These are all people that I've, you know, connected with. How many of them have been on the show or through Facebook and stuff like that? My other two accounts, I have like 3,000 people there. I literally, on any given day, could have anywhere between 40 and 120 tweets. You know, and so it gets to that point where, again, when we were talking about the groups of tweets, if I've got one person that's tweeting me out 15 times, I'm not responding 15 times. I'm responding, thanks for the tweet, you know, love your mentions, whatever. You know, you do start to, you know, and then every week as I load up Hootsuite, I just thank God that I met you. Because I do use the automated tools, but what I try to do is not only load up show promos, loading up some kind of quote or inspirational sayings or whatever, but then those handful of people that I'm really actively talking with, tweeting with, and stuff like that, I make sure that I load that up too. So all of my automated stuff does not look like it's just automated.
That's right.
You know, and then go in and try to get into Twitter at least once a day, sometimes twice if I have the time. But I'm serious. I just, you know, every time I'm on Hootsuite, it's like, thank you, Janice. And now Blog Talk, when you do promos for the show, Blog Talk can't promo to your show page, your Facebook page. And I would much rather have our promos going out. You know, we're live on Blog Talk Radio on the Word of Mom Radio page rather than just my own quote-unquote personal page. So that I automated now through Hootsuite. So I know that, you know, twice during a show, it's going to load up on our Facebook page. These tools are so fabulous because it really does give you that time management and the days where you cannot be around, where I just cannot get because I'm doing so many other things. I know I'm always on an online presence. And because of the show, I feel like it's really important that we are.
You know,
it is. You know, it truly is. And you know, and that brings me. Thank you for that lovely intro into the next thing I wanted to chat with you about, Dori. And getting noticed, you know, getting sales, getting those results online is all about that online visibility these days. The right visibility, the strategic visibility, you know, getting those views, making sure that people are seeing you on a regular basis. Because once you have eliminated, if you're looking at those 500 service providers, once you've eliminated 400 people that have been loud and have been pushy and salesy and that you know already know you don't want to do business with, now is when the research begins. And this is where that layered strategy really comes into play.
Right.
And I have a few statistics just to share with you. 58% of customers now list search engines like Google and Bing as their first stop when researching new products and services. 86% of those people say that search engines play a key role, a very critical role in their buying process. And 24% of customers visit company websites prior to making a purchase. You've got to be in the search engines. You've got to be showing up in the search engines because that's where people are looking. You know, the first thing you do is when you sit down to look at something is you typically go to Google. If you are a very social person, you may go to Facebook, but typically speaking, you go to Google. A sample of 100 B2B marketing and IT professionals from businesses of different sizes and industries took an online survey last year. Here are some of the key findings regarding what influences people's purchases. Personal connections and referrals, 41%. 23% were influenced by company websites. Yeah. 14% were influenced by email, and only 7% were influenced by advertising these days. 41% are influenced from their personal connections and referrals. 78% of Internet users conduct product research online. 58% of consumers trust branded websites. 90%, that's 90% of consumers surveyed, note that they trust recommendations from people they know, and 70% trust opinions posted online. If you don't have visibility online, if you don't have a good website, if you aren't using a layered strategy, if you can only be found in one place, you are leaving money on the table. You are truly leaving money on the table. These statistics, you know, sometimes it's just mind-boggling. But then I sit down and think about what happens to me when I'm looking for products and services online. You know, I do some research, and I go to my networks, and I say just what you said earlier, Dori. Does anybody know anything about this? Has anyone ever used this? Does anybody know that person? And I really look to see what my friends and my followers and connections are saying to me about these people before I make a purchase. So what happens if you've decided that you're going to go with just the pants and nothing else? What happens if that's the only thing people can see of you online? You know, you're leaving money on the table. Your chances of success are much lower than they would be if you can create a nice, small, well-balanced strategy that's going to get you out into the search engines and help you be found. You know, these days it's not even, you know, it used to be, you know, you had a Facebook account, you had a LinkedIn account, you did YouTube, and all of these were to get links so when people did a search for your business or a search for your name online, all these different places would come up. You know, you want to, if somebody searches for me, I want to fill the first page of Google at least. You know, you didn't want it to be sitting empty or sitting with just a website. But these days, it's truly about the number of connections you have as well. The social results in Google are showing, you know, front and center what our friends and connections have recommended and what they're talking about. So I can tell right off if Dori DiCarlo likes something. And I tell you what, if I pull up search engine results and I see a little plus one next to one of the results with Dori's picture, that's the first place I'm going because I know my friend likes this. My friend recommended this. And they automatically gives them a credibility far beyond their competitors just because Dori's picture is sitting there right next to them. Just because I see that Dory has made a post about them over on Google Plus or said something to them. She doesn't even have to be recommending them. She can just be having a nice talk with them. If it comes up in my search results, which it probably will, they automatically gain credibility in my eyes. So what would have happened if they hadn't been on Google? What would have happened if they had decided that they only needed Facebook or they only needed LinkedIn? There are some common misconceptions out there. People think that if they want to do business with other entrepreneurs, LinkedIn is the only way to go. This is another one I hear quite often. And something that has been said to me, again, quite often, is, now Janice, when people get on Facebook and Twitter and all these sites, they're out there talking to their friends and family. They don't want to be marketed to. They're not looking to buy from me, right? The answer is right. They're not looking to buy from you. They are hanging out with their family and their friends, and they're doing social stuff. They're probably not looking to buy something. However, that's the best time to get in front of them. If you can be out there and you can be visible and you can be engaging and you can be interesting and you can be informative and you can be friendly and you can be fun, you can't create a need. But what you can do is be the type of person that they want to connect with, and then you will be there when the need arises. Depending upon the product or service that you have to offer, the need will eventually arise. It's tough to create that need. But, you know, if you're not participating, you're guaranteed not to get any results. I'm sorry, were you going to say something, Dory?
Well, no, I'm just saying you're right. I mean, you know, it's so funny because it kind of made me think of the lottery. You know, you have to be in it to win it. I don't play the lottery, but, you know, but this is the same thing. If you're not in there, somebody else is going to brand themselves, you know.
Someone else is going to be the expert, somebody.
Speaking of branding, we're going to take a 60-second break because I really do forget to do this all the time. I'm terrible at it. But I was over here on Google Plus as you were chatting, sending out, you know, posts on both our little Google Plus places to let everybody know that you are here talking about layered networking and that if they can't tune in now that, you know, live, that we will be here in archive. So, you know, trying to put in practice all of the fabulous stuff that Janice is teaching us. So we'll be back in 60 seconds. Keep your notebooks ready and just give us a moment for, you know, a shameless plug. I feel like Alfred Hitchcock. And we'll be back.
You need to travel and you need your laptop when you do. But do you really need to remove your laptop at every airport checkpoint? Not anymore. Take a look at safetyfirstbags.com and our checkpoint-friendly laptop bags and backpacks. All checkpoint-friendly laptop bags meet federal TSA guidelines, so jet-setting mompreneurs and busy travelers, you no longer need to remove your laptop at every airport checkpoint. Our 15- and 17-inch messenger bag style features a half-inch padded laptop compartment and our unique clear flap for your boarding pass and ID. Our laptop backpack also has that half-inch padded compartment along with a full-sized backpack joined by our unique four-clip design for easy opening and flat placement on security belts. You can visit us at safetyfirstbags.com/checkpoint-bags and see why safety, it's in the bag.
And we are back live here on Word of Mom Radio chatting with Janice Clark about layered networking and really making it work and the social engagement and how important it is, the relationship marketing. I can't stress enough. I know you can't stress enough either, just how important all of these little things are.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, and I was just sitting here trying to remember the source of a quote that I really liked. And I think Mari Smith may have shared it in one of her courses. Someone who had said, you know, if I only had, you know, something. So it was something, and I wish I'd looked it up. I just remembered it, and I thought, you know, that it's so accurate to what we're talking about right now. If I only had 60 seconds to chop down a tree, I'd spend the first 55 seconds sharpening my axe or something like that. So before you jump into the layered strategy, before you say, okay, well, I know I've got to be on all these sites, I've taken some time to talk about etiquette, and I've taken a little bit of time to talk about these statistics because before you jump into all that, you have to do it in the right way. You've got to be prepared because creating profiles on all of those sites won't help you any. These sites are tools, and I always share with people, you know, Twitter's a tool, Facebook is a tool. You know, I could have Martha Stewart's oven, and my husband is not getting a better Thanksgiving dinner this year. You know, I could have the best tool in the world, but, you know, it's not the tool that's going to get you the results. It's the relationships, building those relationships, understanding that you're talking to people and doing it in the right way. So, you know, we talked about a little bit about the etiquette. We talked about how important it is to have that visibility, how 70% of people trust opinions posted online. They're doing research online, looking for products and services. They're searching for your keywords. If you have chosen to only participate in one site, or heaven forbid, if you have chosen to only participate in your website, then you've got a real problem. You're missing out on some phenomenal visibility. I had a client. It wasn't a client because I did not take their business. About a year ago, someone who came in, and they needed some help doing a few different things, and we were talking about social media, and they said, you know, we have invested thousands of dollars in this big, beautiful, brand-new website. We don't want to send people to Facebook and Twitter. We choose not to participate. We want people to come back to our website. We want people to come and see all of our content right here. We don't want to go out here on all of these sites and just let our traffic drain away. And I said, well, you know, the common thing I see in everything you just said is we want. We want,
right.
We want. It's not about you. Please don't mistake that, you know, the client relationship is about you. It's about the client. If you don't get out there and go where they are, how can they possibly find that beautiful website you just created? You know, if you don't get out online or go to chamber events or go to networking events, if you don't go where your potential strategic partners are, if you don't get in front of them, you know, they're not just going to suddenly look you up and come see you. So you've really got to choose strategically where you're going to be online in order to get maximum visibility and maximum benefit. Each site has some different value that it adds. Twitter, of course, has obviously always been one of my favorites. Twitter is a phenomenal introduction site. I have had such great success even to this day. You know, it's harder these days to get in front of people than it was in the early days, but, you know, that happens with any tool. Once it gets saturated, you know, there's just so many people there, lots of dead accounts and lots of people who are just spamming and lots of people who only have an assistant who's not responding, not doing things the right way. So you get some accounts certainly in there that aren't going to be very beneficial to you, but you know, it translates into real life. Every single person you meet in real life isn't someone that you're going to want a lifelong relationship with. You know, you're always, whether it's online or in person, you're going to meet people that you choose for whatever reasons to simply move on from.
Mm-hmm.
But Twitter is a great intro site. You can connect with anyone for any reason. You're not penalized for reaching out and following someone if you don't know them. You can get in front of them, you can speak to them, you can send them messages, you can retweet them, share their content. It's a phenomenal place to get your face in front of the right people and really meet some wonderful people and build connections that really will be lifelong connections that will be adding to your visibility because these people will be retweeting you and sharing your content and spreading your message. So Twitter is truly a wonderful introduction site that I will never eliminate. I can't even foresee a time when I would consciously decide that Twitter is no longer providing me any benefit. The time may come, but it certainly is not going to be any time in the near future. The only problem is that you only have 140 characters, and those of you who know me know I'm a bit wordy. 140 characters has been a real challenge for me. And, of course, if you want people to share your content and retweet your content, you need to keep it under 120 characters. Everything you put out, under 120 characters, so it leaves plenty of room for people to retweet you and share what you've got going on. But then you have Facebook. Now, both Twitter and Facebook have been around for a while, so they have a good solid following. Lots of people on Twitter, lots of people on Facebook. Facebook affords you more characters to share really what you're thinking, really who you are, more about yourself. Twitter is more of a kind of a news sharing service, sharing information, brief information about an event, sharing blog posts, sharing content, sharing, you know, just that type of sharing. Bear with me. I have. We've all got a little cold here, so I'm going to grab a drink.
I hope you're feeling better.
Facebook, you really have more room to let people get to know you, to ask questions, to invite feedback. So once you've had that introduction on Twitter, Facebook can be a fabulous place to really start determining if this person is someone you want to do business with. Now let me turn this around a bit. You know, up until now we've been talking about people doing research and looking for service providers or product providers. You know, as a business owner, you want to choose your clients just as carefully as they're choosing you. You want to choose strategic alliance partners. We don't take every piece of business that comes our way. Some business we just don't need. It's ultimately going to cost us more than it's ever going to make us. So connecting with people in advance of doing business with them is a wonderful way for you to get a feel for what type of person they really are. This could be true if you're hiring someone, if you're looking for that service or product provider, or if you're checking out potential strategic partners, people you might want to partner with. On events or on product launches or just in general, people that you think might be in front of your target audience who could share your content and you can share theirs. You can hold up a positive face long enough for a phone call or a meeting for brief periods of time. You can't hide who you truly are over the long run. So Facebook really allows people to get to know you and you to get to know them, a little personal, a little professional, a little bit of life values or business values, but to really go more in-depth with the relationship.
Absolutely.
LinkedIn is, it really does, and it's you know, I've gotten some tremendous benefits from Facebook. You know, one thing I always share with people is a story of this has been quite a long time ago now. This client, potential client at the time, that I was trying to get in front of, you know, we kind of passed each other in emails a few times, and we just couldn't seem to connect, and he was just exceedingly busy. And then one day I made a post about taking my dogs hiking. I have a German Shepherd and Jack Russell Terrier. And he saw the post, and he had a German Shepherd when he was a little boy, and he commented back, and from there we kind of started chatting with each other. And we started establishing a rapport and developing a relationship, and it wasn't very long after that he finally did give me a call back, and we in fact, he's still a client. You know, we did business together. Facebook afforded me the opportunity to stand out. You know, if you've been to one of those large networking events, you know, you leave with your pockets full of business cards and your head spinning, and you can't remember who was who because you have all these business cards that look the same. Unless you made notes about the person on the back of their card, chances are you come home with a whole bunch of cards and you just can't put a face with each of the names.
See, everybody always laughed at me at networking events. I used to have this little mini pen.
Mm-hmm.
And any card I got, I would put some kind of a note, either something we talked about or they were wearing, you know, a purple dress or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Something to make me, I did the same thing, Dory, something
yes.
to make me remember that person.
Exactly. Because
they had to stand out for me.
Especially if I had a booth, you know, and people were dropping cards in
for a raffle or whatever, as they dropped them in, I'd pull it back out and be like, okay, we talked about this, we talked about that. Because I would say to them, I'm going to let you know if you drop your card in that, you're going to get an email from me. Okay. You know, and they were expecting a blanket email. And no, man, I would sit, you know, 2 days after the event and email every, oh, my God. I like Twitter.
But that's why you're so successful these days, Dory.
It really is. It's so much easier.
You did. You did the little extra. You did the little extra. This layered networking is all about the little extra that you can do to make yourself stand out in front of your audience. They have thousands of people to choose from. You have thousands of people to choose from. If no one stands out for you, you know, makes the decisions of who to use or which product to purchase much, much more difficult. You want to be the person who stands out. You want to get connected with your target audience, your potential partners on multiple sites, so you have a much better opportunity to stand out. LinkedIn is strictly professional. LinkedIn, people talk about jobs, and they talk about, you know, information you can use to build your business and grow, market your business, and you know, but it is it's pretty professional. So you know what you're getting when you go over to LinkedIn. You kind of know what you're getting when you go over to Facebook, too. You know, you can see all kinds of different things over there. Google Plus is a place people are using to talk about what they're passionate about, you know, what they love, whether it's music or books or pets, whatever it happens to be. You can probably find a group over there that you can get involved in. You know, if you've connected with someone on Twitter, great. If you've been introduced over there, wonderful. If you also connected on Facebook, you may periodically see their posts in your feed. Great. You go over to check your LinkedIn, and they've posted a blog post that they wrote about marketing your business. Okay, wonderful. Now you go to Google Plus and find out they're in the same pet forum you're in. You know, you see this person everywhere. Again, Maury calls it radical strategic visibility. I see you everywhere, and I've had people tell me that. Oh, my gosh, Janice. How do you find the time to run the business? I see you everywhere. Well, you know, I use Hootsuite for much of my networking, so I don't actually have to be logging in and out of all these sites. And, of course, Facebook pages you need to be posting live on. Google Plus you must be posting live on. So if you see me posting over there, it's because I'm physically doing it. But it's all planned out very strategically in advance when I'm going and what I'm going to be doing. So it really doesn't take as much time as you would think. I'm also on Pinterest these days. What am I doing on Pinterest?
Pinterest. Okay.
Pinterest. You know what? I have never been addicted to a social site in my life, but I have to knock myself off of that platform.
I'm trying to get the hang of it. I'm serious. I'm like, when is Janice doing the thing on Pinterest?
It's coming up. I'm sorry. I need to squeeze that one into the schedule.
I'm curious because, you know what, and it's so funny, Janine Krauschwack, who was with us on Thursday, she's the executive director of the Autism Society, and she's actually my best friend from childhood. We've been friends since she was 11 and I was 13. And so I was up there with her for the Ride for Autism, and every night there she is on Pinterest. I'm like, Janine, I'll cook for you. I'll do whatever you want. Do Pinterest for me. She's like, no. I'm like, come on. There's only so many hours in the day. She's like, trust me, if you really get the hang of this, you're going to go crazy with Pinterest. And that's what everybody keeps telling me, that once I really get it, oh, my God, I'll have so much fun with it.
Well, yes. In fact, I put a status update on Facebook one day that said, note to self, Friday is still a work day. Get off Pinterest, Janice.
But these are the things that I love, and you know what? It's so much fun because it is the interaction. It is being able to, you know, sit down and have that virtual cup of tea with your friends as you're sharing this and sharing that. And with gas at $4 a gallon, you know, it's
the only place we're sharing is virtually these days. Yes,
exactly. You know, either that or look, if I'm coming, I'm staying for a while because.
I'm not going anywhere else.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You know, each of these sites truly offers something just a little bit different. They offer a little bit different aspect to your networking. They allow people to get to know you, to see who you are, to see how trustworthy they feel you are. Of course, you know, you can't truly judge somebody's full trustworthiness by seeing them on all of these sites. But people see you every day. They see your professional, the things they see your blog posts, they see your articles, they see your videos, they see you talking about family or sharing about your dogs, they see a recipe that you posted. They see you on a regular basis like this, and they feel as though they know you. You know, back in the early days, I'll just never forget the difference between then and now. I got to tell you that this morning, Dory, I sat down at my computer, and I looked at my computer, and I felt like, I almost felt like I was cheating somehow. Because I remember back in the days when I had to work so hard for every lead. Oh, my gosh, you know, small business, virtual assistant. I was knocking on doors, and I was calling anybody. Who do you know? Could anybody use our services? I've got some really good people, and I can do this, and I can do that. And we were calling, and we were emailing, we were reminding people, and we were setting tasks, and we were doing follow-up, and always be closing, and all that other type of thing, being assertive, being assumptive, you know, the secret to selling. I remember I worked for Victoria's Secret, and which was amazing company, and their secret to selling, you know, it's the Victoria's Secret. It was an internal store thing, was situational greeting, establish needs, create ownership, reinforce the buying decision and ask for the sale, expand the sale, and take the time to build loyalty and offer the Victoria's Secret Angel credit card. I'll never forget it. And as I went through years selling in my own business, that I always thought about that, and I just worked so hard bringing in every single lead. And then I got to social media, and I created my site slowly. I didn't go out there and open up 30 sites, one at a time. And every year, to this day, every year, I add one more little small piece. There are things I'm lacking now, but every year I just go one step further, add one more little piece to my strategy. Every morning I come to my desk. I am positive. I am friendly. I am helpful. I am visible. I get to be a wonderful person. I get to do good things. This is all easy stuff, and the leads just pour in. So I get up this morning, and I'm looking at my computer at all these new leads that I didn't do a thing for. At least I don't feel like I did anything for, you know, because I'm just still remembering how hard it was back in the early days to bring in that one lead at a time, wondering, you know, where the next lead was coming from, and now it's you know, it's a very regular basis that I open my emails in the morning to find half a dozen sitting there saying, oh, so-and-so told me to reach out to you, or so-and-so said I really needed to give you a call. You know, I remember what the sales calls were like back in the early days. I remember getting on the phone with people, and they were asking me questions, and they were grilling me for information, and who have you worked for, and do you have references you can provide, and what kind of guarantees do I get, and what type of contract are we working? I mean, they were interviewing me. You know, and these days, I pick up the phone. First of all, I usually get a tweet first or post on Facebook, and you know, I pick up the phone, and the conversation is so much different. It's, Janice, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad to finally get to connect with you. My gosh, it's so great to meet you. You know, and they've read my posts. They've watched my videos. They've probably chatted me up online, and very often they've just been lurking. They've just been watching. So I don't even always know who they are, but they know me. They know my interests. They know what I've been working on, and it's not a sales call anymore. It's like I'm picking up the phone and chatting with a friend, and at the end of the call they go, oh yeah, by the way, I'm sorry, do you take check or PayPal? And so I almost felt like a cheat this morning looking at my computer thinking, you know, I worked so hard to get to this point. And the wonderful thing about social is if you do it right, you know, the longer you do it, the less time you actually end up putting into it because your content is out there. If you're creating great content and you've got these profiles out on the web and you're maintaining and you're keeping up with them, then that credibility, that visibility truly builds over time. All this time you're getting more followers, more friends, more connections, More people are watching. More people are sharing. And by the time we get to that final sales call, it's not a sales call. Again, maybe I should stop calling it that because it's not a sales call. It's like we're just meeting. We're meeting an old friend. We've been introduced on Twitter. They've seen me posting about my girls on Facebook. They've read my advice over on LinkedIn. They saw the recipes I posted on Pinterest, or they saw I found all kinds of neat little crafts for me and my girl to do over there, and I'll repin them, and they've seen all that. They feel like we've made a connection long before I've ever spoken to them for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, and I want to keep going back and stressing, I feel the pain of a small business owner because I'm a small business owner too. Really am, you know, and I'm just one person, and there's only 24 hours in a day. So I feel the pain of the person who says, I just can't handle all these sites. Then if you can't handle five, choose two. You know, choose two to get started on. And don't rush the process. Choose your two and work those two. Work those two very well. Create yourself a nice content calendar. Determine over the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or month what type of information you're going to be sharing. You know, plan it out in advance. Sit down one night, plan it in advance so you've got your plan in hand. Get out there, automate the bulk of your informational posts, and then plan on just being on your sites 2 days a week, 3 days a week. Even the smallest business owner can take a few minutes to get onto Twitter and thank people for following them and say hello. And if you don't have time to do that, you are in real trouble. If you don't have time to meet your potential clients, if you don't have time to meet new leads, if you don't have time to meet people who want to refer you business, then you really shouldn't be in business. And I don't want any calls or emails about that because nobody has less time than I do these days. Still on a two-hour night sleeping arrangement with the child. You know, I worked until I was up until 1 this morning. And I got back up at 3:30, not by choice.
Little Miss Night Owl.
Little Miss Night Owl, Day Owl, and everything else. And but I still make 5 minutes to get online and just thank the people who have referred business to me. Thank the people who care enough to follow me, who care enough to retweet my content. And the past few weeks, you know, if you will look at my accounts, we've gotten really, really busy. This is our busy season, and this year is an exceptionally busy season. I haven't had anywhere near as much time to post. In fact, I'm meeting with my newest assistant. I've got to check my emails right now because I'm not sure if we're going to meet later this afternoon or in the morning because I've got to hand off more work to her because I haven't been able to post like I normally would, and I'm going to need some help finding content and doing a few other things. So I'm going to have to make some adjustments because we've been so busy, but I still make time, even if I'm late saying thank you. Don't think, oh, this person retweeted me 3 days ago. It's too late now. It's not. It's never too late to say thank you.
That's exactly right. That is exactly
never too
right.
late to say thank you for following me
yep.
or happy birthday. Never too late. Get in there and do it. And people are very empathetic. You're not alone being busy. People are very empathetic about this. So don't let your whole strategy go down the tubes because you feel like you are a little bit late in getting the word out, you know, thanking people or saying something to people.
And on that late note, I was supposed to do our Mompreneur model moment at 3, but we're a little
late.
No, you were in the middle of a really good thread. So to say, hey, Janice, hold that thought. So, but you got 5 minutes because Melissa's going to share on the Word of Mom, Mompreneur model moment, and then we'll be back to wrap up this whole idea of layered networking. And I'm seeing part two of this conversation, Janice. Somehow, I don't think you're done.
I am done. I am pretty much done, Dori. As a matter of fact, we're just going to wrap it up when we come back online and reiterate. So.
All right. Well, we will be back live with Janice Clark in 5 minutes and 35 seconds. So go grab a drink, Janice. I'm going to get some tea. We'll be right back.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to University of Mom. My name is Melissa Patton, and I'll be your host for University of Mom every week here on Word of Mom Radio. At University of Mom, you will learn real-world secrets, tips, and insider knowledge of how to make your mompreneur dreams come true. I'm here to help ordinary moms grow into extraordinary mompreneurs. You see, I'm a mompreneur from South Carolina. I started a line of clothing a few years ago called BT's. I started BT's as a fun way to teach my then 2-year-old daughter about kindness, fairness, and friendliness. I was able to take BT's from a concept in my head all the way to national distribution in Cracker Barrel Old Country stores in less than 2 years. And I learned a ton from this experience, and I'm here to share my knowledge and my expertise on growing your business every week here on Word of Mom Radio. This week, I'm going to cover a blog written by my good friend, Taryn Schur of TKPR. Taryn obtains an enormous amount of press for her clients, and this is what she has to say this week. So listen up. Here we go. The biggest thing that we need to know about what editors are looking for is what's timely and what's new. Old news is just that. So editors and reporters always want to know about new products, events, happenings, and the next big thing. The challenge for many publicists is to figure out how to make that happen, when oftentimes the products are the same as they were a year ago, or the event hasn't changed from year to year. An angle can always be found. There is always a way to make something relevant and timely. For a product or a destination, think about the calendar year. There are likely certain times of the year when your product is more popular, like Valentine's Day if you're a chocolatier, Father's Day if you have golf equipment. Think about the opportunities based on holidays and major events or times of the year, like holiday shopping, back to school, etc. And pick the best opportunities. Try not to stretch yourself thin. If you find that you're trying to convince others your product is a great fit, even though it's not ordinarily considered for that particular holiday or season, chances are the editors aren't going to bite either. When pitching national magazines, remember, they work an average of 4 months in advance. So this month, they're already planning their August and September issues. You always have to think in advance or you will miss deadlines and major opportunities. Keep an eye on what's happening in the news on a day-to-day basis. For instance, when William and Kate were about to get married, everything British became hot. So any opportunity to promote anything Kate was wearing, get the look for less, or possible honeymoon destinations for royalty were opportunities to pitch the media. There is always something fresh and relevant for TV and newspaper coverage, too. For event PR, there is a lot of strategy involved. First, you want to get the word out before the event, either to increase attendance or simply awareness. To do this successfully on a local level, reach out to your local magazines about 3 months in advance, your newspapers about 1 month in advance, and TV and radio about 3 weeks in advance. This is general, but for the most part, this is a great time frame to do so. Don't forget you want media to come out and cover the event also, but don't make the mistake of waiting until the day before to alert them about the event. Contact them 2 weeks before the event, a week before, and then a few days before to try to get the local TV stations to come out and cover it. Just know that things happen and breaking news is part of the job, and that always takes precedence over your event. Just pray there are no fires they have to put out that day, literally. Finally, you have a great opportunity to get post-event coverage. If it's for charity, maybe the amount of money you raised, photos in the social pages of your local magazine, and more. Chances are that you're going to do this event annually if you do care about getting PR for it. So think long term and remember all the PR you get this year will help for next year also. And coming next month, we're going to talk about where to look for PR opportunities. Thanks so much for listening to University of Mom on Word of Mom Radio this week. Come back next week, and I'll share another great tip to grow your business. In the meantime, check out University of Mom on Facebook or universityofmom.com for more tools and resources for ordinary moms to grow into extraordinary mompreneurs. This has been Melissa Patton with University of Mom, and I'll see you next week on Word of Mom Radio.
You know, I have to say that the things that Melissa shares, so often you're just like, it's almost like, oh, duh, because they're very, very simple, but really, really effective when it comes to marketing and looking at different ways to get yourself out there, you know? And I think it's just a great compliment here in the on the business spotlight, because talk about an ordinary mom that's become an extraordinary mompreneur. You know, every time she talks, I always want to run that little disclaimer. These results are not typical. Most of us don't land a million-dollar licensing agreement in less than 2 years. You know, but God bless her that she did, and that she comes here every week to share on Word of Mom Radio. I think it's absolutely wonderful. You too, Janice. I mean, what you share here and the valuable information that you bring every single time you are here, it's just, it's so wonderful. And I'm so excited, and I always feel so honored that you ladies are part of what's happening here, because we're all making this happen. I mean, this isn't a one, you know, it's really nice that it's not a one-person effort. You know, that there really is a great team of us, and hopefully we'll continue to grow and have more shows added and stuff like that. So, you know, here we are on Word of Mom Radio, and we're making it happen. So, you know, come on along.
That's exactly right. Well, and you know what, Dory, that's, you know, it's a very good point that you bring up there. You know, results are atypical. Her and those disclaimers. Not everybody gets this, you know. You know, but I was thinking, as a matter of fact, in talking to someone else the other day, about mompreneurs in business and why more of them aren't seeing the tremendous results that are out there. And they're really, you know, money's tight these days. So, you know, I understand that the, you know, economy isn't what it once was, but people still have money to spend on products and services. They don't have money to waste. They still have money to spend, though. So why aren't more mompreneurs being really, truly successful at what they're doing? And if you look at the ones that are, you will see what an investment they made in their business. What an investment of money, time, passion, whatever focus they made on doing what they believed so strongly in. You really have to be a believer in yourself and in your business in order to succeed. And what I see very often, and I love mompreneurs. Oh, my gosh, you know, and that's why I'm here. That's why I come here, Dory. That's why, you know, I help and try to provide as much advice as I possibly can, wherever possible online if I'm asked. You know, I love mompreneurs, and I love what they're doing. But you know what? I see so many who won't invest in their businesses, who won't spend even small amounts on training, who want to run. It's easier to work three or four businesses selling three or four products than it is to put all your eggs in one basket and make the decision that this is what I'm great at, this is what I'm going to do, and I am just going to make it work no matter what happens. You've got to have that type of investment in your business. You can't do this half-heartedly. And this ties back into the layered networking. You can't dabble in social media. You can't dabble in business. This can't be something you're taking an interest in, okay? You've got to make a commitment to do it. When your child gets sick, no matter what else is going on, you're going to take care of that baby. You know, when your family needs dinner, however you got to make it happen, whatever else is going on, you're going to get dinner on the table. Some nights you're going to cook it. Some nights you're going to drag out leftovers. And some nights it's going to be pizza. But you're going to make sure it happens. And very often I see mompreneurs putting their businesses, treating it more like an interest than a commitment. And you can't do that. It doesn't work that way. If you're going to be doing social media, you've got to choose your sites and make a commitment to do them. Don't stick your toe in the water. That's not going to get you anything. You know, of course you've heard the little saying, the difference in try and triumph is that extra little oomph, you know. I shared the story with you once before, Dory, I believe, about the pig and the chicken, didn't I?
I am not sure, but even if you did, share it again.
Well, these are some stories that I'd like to leave you with today because it's something you really need to think about. It doesn't matter if you're a mompreneur or not, to be perfectly honest with you. These are things to think about if you're going to be running a business, if you want to run a successful business. You've got to make that type of investment. When I was in college, I was taking a business statistics class, and I do not have a head for numbers. I never did. I'm better now than I used to be, but I've never had a head for business. And I was taking the statistics class, and I was just failing very badly. And I had to get at least a C in the class in order to graduate. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and I wasn't even close. I was begging the teacher for extra credit. I was, you know, getting a tutor. I was, you know, everything I could think of I was doing. And I was whining to my mother as only a kid can whine, you know, what am I going to do? And I can't do this. And she said, you know, what your problem is, Janice? What? She says, you know, you've taken an interest in that class, but you really haven't made a commitment to it. And at that point, you know, I was 20. Something, 20, I guess, around 20 years old. I kind of got my dander up, and I said, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm working so hard, and I'm getting a tuner. You know, I'm sure you can hear a kid whining, all that I've done, and I'm not getting the results I want, and nothing's happening, and I'm, you know, everything I'm doing. And she says, no. She says, you're not. You haven't made a commitment. She says, you know what? It's like our breakfast on Sunday morning. You know, when Sunday morning's breakfast is ham and eggs. She says, the chicken took an interest in your breakfast, but that pig made a commitment. That's the kind of commitment you've got to make if you want to be successful in business. And that's the kind of commitment you've got to make if you want to be successful with your social media strategy. You can't get started and then walk away. You know, you can't do just a little bit and then decide that other things are much more important to you that day. Or even if they are, you know, there are a lot of other very worthwhile and very important things you've got to be doing in your business on any given day. But you've got to decide what you're going to do, and then you really have to make a commitment to getting it done. And that's something that, you know, mompreneurs are so committed to so many people. Moms are so committed to so many people on a daily basis that they don't always make that same commitment to themselves each morning. When they look in the mirror, they've got so many other people who rely on them and depend on them. So many other people that they are just not going to let down, they tend to forget to look in the mirror and say, you know, I'm not going to let you down either today. I don't know if you're still with me, Dory. I heard a click, and then you weren't there.
I'm here.
I'm okay, right here.
You know what? It's interesting. It actually, what you're saying right now, I was thinking about Dr. Barnsley Brown when she was on a few weeks ago talking about the five boundaries that mompreneurs must set. And it's so funny because, you know, here she is, this lovely Southern belle, and I am expecting, you know, these very, I don't know what I was expecting, but believe me, she's talking about bringing out your inner bitch and, you know, the fact that here it is. She said, you know, if you can't do it, delegate it. You know, she's like, the time it's going to take you to mop that floor and everything else, you have to calculate what this is going to cost me in business to be doing all of these chores, or is it better for me to get a high school kid in here and pay them $10 to do some stuff? She's like, first time my husband complained about him not liking the way I fold the laundry, I was like, you know what, you can fold your own laundry. And she's like, and I've never done it since. And I was just like, rock on. These were not the bounds, but it's true. It really is true. Because as moms, let's face it, you go food shopping and all of a sudden you start calculating how much money you have to spend on food that week. Uh-huh. And what happens? All the stuff you picked out for you goes back on those shelves.
Right.
You make sure the kids' food's there. You make sure the stuff your hubby likes is there and everything else. And your favorite stuff winds up getting put back.
Right.
We do it all the time, and that's where we actually have to, I think she's right, you know, just celebrating your inner bitch and just saying, hey, look, this is my time. She's like, next time you're at a hotel, grab one of those do not disturb signs, and you put that up on the door of your office, and while you're in your office, that's it, leave me alone. Do not disturb me right now. I am working, and that's it. I'm like, yeah, that works great when you, you know, unless you have a toddler that doesn't read. And she's like, you know what? Then you figure out how to do it. She said, but it really is true. As mompreneurs, we take on so much. And it is. It's one of the reasons that we are here, to try and share how to build that business and raise your family and finding the balance between them. You know?
That's exactly right. If there's a balance to be found, or do you just deal with it for a while? You know, you know, that's so true. I mean, I just couldn't agree with her more, and that was a wonderful call. I did get a listen in at a later date. That was a phenomenal call. And I have a toddler right here who doesn't read and doesn't care. For those of you who have toddlers, that mommy's working, so, you know, it's not feasible for me to put a sign on my door and shut the door. So, but you know what? You said something that I'm very much on board with. So you said sometimes you just got to figure it out.
Right.
I don't have an answer to give you. I can't tell you where to look at your personal life and determine you're going to squeeze in 3 minutes for LinkedIn today.
Right.
I'm just going to tell you that if you really want to be successful, or I'm not even going to tell you, you have to squeeze in that 3 minutes for LinkedIn. Maybe it's another couple of sites that you're really working against one another and working with one another to build your business. You've got to figure it out.
With all of the cell phones that are out there now, whether you have a BlackBerry or a smartphone, which, trust me, we found out at the Ride for Autism, I'm really too dumb for a smartphone, but I made it work anyway. Whatever it is, it has those capabilities. So if you are – do you know how many times I will pick the long checkout line at the supermarket, and there I am tweeting from my BlackBerry? Or answering people on LinkedIn, or, you know, once in a blue moon I'll do a Facebook post. Most of the time I use my BlackBerry for tweeting live.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what? There you go. As you drop the kids off for school in the morning, grab a cup of tea, sit down, don't even go home yet, for 15 minutes. Pull where you've got a good signal and do it, and then go home and get other stuff done. Because
that's
let's
exactly right.
Yes, we both know it doesn't take hours and hours and hours to be online and have that online presence.
No, it doesn't. It absolutely does not. A few minutes at a time on each of your chosen sites, and understanding that social media is a long-term networking strategy.
Right.
You know? I've seen lots of people, plenty of people, get results very quickly, but it is intended to be a long-term networking strategy, and I recommend slow and steady wins the pace. You know, the people who set out wanting to dominate and setting themselves up on 20 different sites and, you know, spending 20 hours their first week doing it, they get discouraged very, very quickly because that's just not how this works.
Right.
Pace yourself. Balance yourself. Take it one step at a time. Do it right, but make that commitment and just figure out how to make it happen. You know, it's something you really have to look at your life, and you really have to look at your business, and you have to determine where the give and take can be. And you have to determine where to make it happen. But if you don't make it happen, if you don't make that change, you aren't going to see any changes either.
You know what I did in the beginning, Janice, with Twitter? I did 15 minutes on Twitter 4 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
First thing in the morning, I would spend maybe 20 minutes answering all the tweets I had gotten the night before. Somewhere around noonish, when I'd have that break and make my cup of tea, I'd grab my BlackBerry, sit on the corner of my couch, and tweet for 10 or 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere after dinner, and then maybe if I had time and was relaxing later in the evening around 8:30, 9 o'clock, I might do another 10 or 15 minutes on Twitter. That's how I didn't spend hours and hours. Facebook, I get lost in Facebook all day, reading people's posts, going to their pages. Some days on a rainy, nasty day like today where I'm not going anywhere, my work is all done. I'm actually working on a press packet right now for the radio station, actually. So that's what I'll be doing next. But there are days, as busy as I can be, I try to make sure I get a good morning and a good night in on Facebook.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If that's all I can do, I do it. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was so proud of myself. I actually, from my BlackBerry, just, you know, these are the things that crack me up, Janice, and you know that about me.
Uh-huh.
I'm so excited because I actually posted a picture, like a good morning sunrise picture, this beautiful picture with a post, and it went up when I got to my computer because it was a travel day yesterday. When I got back here 3 hours after I got into the car, and I opened up my Facebook page, and there it all was with all these different comments. I was like, oh, I'm so excited. And David Bowers is like, there you go. You go, Dory. People really think I know what I'm doing. I'm like, no. Janice Clark knows what she's doing, and I just listen to her really, really well. Your ears must burn so often, Janice, because I'm constantly.
I've wondered why. They haven't heard of me a lot recently.
I'm serious. Everybody laughs, but it's no joke. I constantly tell people. I began on Twitter just doing little bitty things. You're the one who taught me how to master all of these things and to really make them start working and start multiplying. And now I'm trying to put into fruition all the stuff that we've been talking about and whatnot. So, you know, believe me, I'm a pupil here too.
You know, we're all pupils of social media. It changes so quickly. There's so much to know. You don't have to be perfect. You know, ditch the perfectionist syndrome. As a woman, we very often want to, you know, do things just a certain way or make sure we're doing it, you know, just perfectly. This is all one big experiment. I've been doing it long enough for enough people that I do know what I'm talking about. I do know what I'm doing. But I continue to learn just like everything else, just like everyone else. I only share, that's why the show is called Help Not Hype. I share, realistically the results I've gotten. I'm always happy to share openly the results I get and how I've gotten them. So I'm very excited. My new website is going to, we are working on it, so it should be going live sometime in the next 6 to 8 weeks, Dory. And we'll have all kinds of cool new stuff up there that I'll be able to share and ways that I'll be able to help other women, other business owners build their businesses just like I've built mine.
Well, you know, and you have done a marvelous job. And if anybody is, you know, follow Janice, connect with her on Facebook. It's her Facebook page is Biz, B-I-Z-M, Solutions. So it's a great page. You know, connect with her on Twitter, Janice_Clark, and you're also at BizM Solutions on Twitter. Connect with her on LinkedIn. Follow Janice. Find out what she's doing. She's like the Pied Piper. You know what? And the reality is, it is realistic. I mean, it's so funny because for me with Twitter now, especially with Twitter, because of the show and feeling like I have to promo the show, I'm online, whether it's live or automated, so much more than I was in the beginning because I can't just have show promos go out.
Right.
You know, it's finding that balance. For every show promo I put out, I try to tweet two or three other things. So there is that balance. So there is the interaction, you know. But the reality is I have fun with it.
Right.
And
you do have to have fun with it. You have to have a great time with it.
It's social networking, guys. It's social. Grab a cup of tea in the morning while you're doing it. Grab a glass of wine in the evening while you're doing it. It's social. You know, don't forget that. It's not, you know, drudge marketing. It's social marketing. It's relationship marketing. It's relationship building. And do it with fun. Do it, you know, the genuine connections happen. And believe me, when those genuine connections happen, things just roll on their own.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And it just doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop. But it is up to you to get the momentum started.
Right. Well, Janice, as always, this has been a great call. What are you sharing on your next? Well, next week we'll be hearing from Janice on our Mompreneur Model Moment. She'll be giving us a little wisdom.
That's right.
And then your next show in 2 weeks, you will be sharing. Did you go to your list and look?
I did.
I don't know where I put it.
It is do it right or don't do it at all. And we're going to be talking about doing social media the right way. So I gave you a little bit of a preview this week about etiquette. We're going to be talking about what I've done to get the results I've done and what I've seen other people doing, wasting time, wasting money, getting no results at all.
Right. Well, you know what? What a great topic, and I'm really excited. And again, you know, bunch of notes that I get to implement. And I, like I said, I really honestly, guys, I know in my heart, if you listen to what Janice is telling you, I am living proof that if you listen to what she's telling you and implement these programs and implement it in a manageable way for you, she's not saying you need to spend 5 hours a day. If you can grab 5 minutes three times a day to start with or four times a day, just that little bit of consistency is going to pay off. It's making the commitment to yourself to make the commitment. You know?
Right, I hear Dorothy. Exactly. Yep, that's my girl, so I'm out of here.
Well, and you know
right
what?
On time.
We are out of time. So thank you, Janice, thank you again. Have a marvelous week, and I will talk to you soon. And for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here with Word of Mom Radio. We love sharing time with you. So until our next show, create a marvelous day, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.